This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Republican candidate for Governor Victor Marks has a running mate. Marks named fellow Marine George Markert to be his lieutenant governor candidate. Markert says his military and business acumen make up for his lack of experience in office.
Just because people occupy an office or got elected doesn't mean they know anything about leadership. They know anything about integrity. They know anything about service.
Markert tried running for Senate earlier this year but failed to make the primary ballot. The announcement came this morning during an interview on 710 KNUS. The standoff over a case of the serious and contagious tuberculosis in an immigrant detention center in Aurora was in court today. CPR health reporter John Daly was in the courtroom and spoke before the hearing began.
I'm downtown at the federal district courthouse in Denver. ICE says one active case of TB was confirmed at the Geo Aurora ICE Processing Center. They say that the detainee was treated and moved, and neither Geo Group, which runs the facility, nor ICE have allowed local public health authorities to investigate, as state law requires. Now, in today's hearing, Geo wants a judge to temporarily stop enforcement of a new state law. It requires regular health and safety inspections of immigrant detention facilities. It may be the first time in weeks we hear anything new about the TB situation and what's been done at the facility and what's been done to limit its spread.
CPR health reporter John Daly in downtown Denver today. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.